It's time once again for It's a Good Life. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
Let me encourage you today to once again have your Bible as we study the Word of God together. In Galatians chapter 4 and verse 6, the Bible says this, "And because ye are sons, God hath sent forth the Spirit of His Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father." The words Abba, Father, which reference God the Father, are found only three times in the New Testament. And I find both the term and the meaning of great interest. In Mark chapter 14 and verse 36, Jesus said this, "Abba, Father, all things are possible unto thee. Take away this cup from me. Nevertheless, not what I will, but what thou wilt." Our Lord Jesus Christ, when facing Calvary, and of course here he was speaking in Mark chapter 14 just before he went to Calvary, he asked for the removal of the cup of sin. When he was doing this, he was bowing to the will of the Father with the word, "Nevertheless." This is the first mention of the words Abba Father, and it dictates the proper meaning of the word Abba Father. In Romans chapter 8 and verse 15, the Bible says, "For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba Father." Well, the word cry here means to call aloud or to scream. It implies the cry of one in trouble or sorrow. And then in Galatians chapter 4 and verse 6, and we've read this, it says, "And because ye are sons, God hath sent forth the Spirit of His Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father." Well, the word crying is once again used, signifying the inner desire for deliverance from this world. In each of the three verses mentioned, we find that Abba, Father is used in context of trials and fears. In this life, we find adversity. And if you've been saved for any length of time, or maybe not very long, you know that there's adversity here. In fact, Job chapter 14 and verse 1 says, "Man that is born of woman is of few days and full of trouble." Well, whether you're saved or lost, you know that this life has a lot of trouble in it. The best way to get through this life is by asking Jesus Christ to come into your heart, to receive Him as your Savior. Well, that doesn't mean that things will get easier for you in this life. There's still going to be trials and temptations, but we know that the Christian life is the best life. We know that one day we're going to see the one who died for us and gave his life that we could be saved and go to heaven one day. Well, I'd like to look closer at the words Abba Father in order to determine right now their meaning and then give some practical thoughts concerning their use in our lives as God's children. Abba, Father. Well, the word Abba, or Abba, however you want to pronounce that, means father in the Aramaic. And Aramaic is a Semitic word or language with a 3,000-year history. It pertains to both Jews and Arabs, but mainly it's applied to the Jews in our day. And now, in my study, I find that Abba, father, literally means father, father. And I would capitalize those words, father, father. I've heard some say it could be compared to our words, daddy or papa. Well, these terms of endearment that we use for our earthly fathers are wonderful, but they are neither right nor respectful when referencing our Heavenly Father. Father, Father does not carry the same meaning as Abba, Father. Abba, far from being an informal word such as daddy or papa, is an emphatic form of the word father. We would find its equivalent in English as O Father. Well, notice with me, if you would, Abba Father. It's been called the portal to the heart of God. Now I find an Abba Father relationship. We have the same relationship and rights as Jesus Christ had with the Father. Now that may seem like blasphemy to some people, but we are taught that in the Word of God that we have the same rights. And in Abba Father, we find the strong feeling of affection of a son to his father. Oh, Father. And as God is our Father, He is Father of His people. Well, Jesus Christ had a special personal relationship with God the Father. And we know that. It was not just casual or simply an acquaintance. It was near and dear to the heart of Christ and God the Father. In 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 17, it says this, "For he received from God the Father honor and glory, when there came such a voice to him from the excellent glory, 'This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased.'" What love the Father had for the Son, and what love his Son had for him. In John chapter 15 and verse 9, it says, "As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love." And then in John chapter 17 and verse 24, it says, "Father, I will that they also whom thou hast given me be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory, which thou hast given me, for thou lovest me before the foundation of the world." Well, I look on, and I find an Abba Father reference here. Not only do I find a relationship, I find a reverence. One of the major problems of the people of today is that they lack the reverence that they need to have for God. Many bring God down to the level of being their buddy. Now, I know that His name is Jesus Christ and so forth, but He is the Lord Jesus Christ. Our Lord Jesus Christ never called God the Father Daddy or Papa. Though He was equal with God the Father, He reverenced Him. And God the Father He has given to Christ a name above all other names. And He is to be reverenced. In Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 28, the Bible says, "Wherefore, we receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved, let us have grace whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear." Well, I not only find a relationship with the Father in reference to the Father, I find in Abba Father reliance. It's an exercise in faith that finds our Lord praying to God in the garden as He sweat, as it were, great drops of blood. God the Son relied upon God the Father for the strength for the task ahead. Our Lord Jesus Christ stilled the storm, raised the dead, healed the sick, made the lame to walk, gave sight to the blind, cleansed the lepers, fed the thousands, cleansed the temple, and the list goes on. But here in Mark chapter 14 and verse 36, He cried, "Abba, Father, all things are possible unto Thee." You know, there are many things that we can do alone, but there are times that only God can fill our needs of impossibility. Our strength and courage to go on comes through our relationship with Abba, Father. Acts chapter 17 and verse 28 says, "For in Him we live and move and have our being, as certain also your own poets have said, for we are also His offspring." And in John chapter 15 and verse 5 it says, "I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me ye can do nothing." And finally, I find in Abba Father a need for my unprotested acceptance of His will. Our cry is too often, "Lord, I do not want this. Lord, I do not think that I need this. Lord, I do not deserve this. Lord, You can do all things. You can remove this valley if You will." But I want you to notice that our Lord Jesus Christ bowed to the will of Abba Father. He knew that his loving Heavenly Father would always do both what was best and right. And once again, in Mark chapter 14 and verse 36, it says, and Jesus said, "Abba, Father, all things are possible unto thee. Take away this cup from me. Nevertheless, not what I will, but what thou wilt." We are to bow to the will of our Abba, Father. He loves us and knows best. In Romans chapter 8, verses 28 through 32, the Bible says this, "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And whom he called, them he also justified. And whom he justified, them he also glorified. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own Son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things?" Jesus Christ is the Savior. Jesus Christ, according to the Bible, once we have received him as our Savior, is our elder brother. And just as he called God the Father, and he said, "Abba, Father," in other words, "Father, Father," we too can cry out to God in time of need and say, "Father, help me. I need your help right now. And Lord, I'm trusting you to lead me and guide me. Not my will, but I pray that your will would be done in my life." In 1 Peter chapter 4, in verse 11, it says, "If any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. If any man minister, let him do it as of the ability which God giveth, that God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and dominion forever and ever. Amen." Well, let me remind you that God is not our buddy. God is our Savior. He is the one who sent Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, to this earth to save us. God is God. He is to be reverenced. He is to be reverenced as our Heavenly Father. And my question to you today is, have you trusted him as your Heavenly Father? Have you trusted Jesus as your Savior? Have you received Jesus Christ? Have you trusted him by saying, "Lord, I know I'm a sinner. I know I can't save myself. Please come into my heart and save me. I repent, Lord, of the sin that is in my life. I'm sorry." And might I say this, as you say the word repent, "I repent." That means that you're having faith in Jesus Christ that he's going to be able to turn you and help you to stay away from the sin that comes into our lives as human beings, resting upon him to trust him to help us with the problems that come into our lives with that sin that does, as the Bible says, so easily beset us as Christians. If you are saved, you need to live for him today. If you've never trusted him, you need to trust him right now. You need to cry out to God as a Christian and say, "Abba, Father, lead me and guide me. Not my will, but thy will be done." As an unsaved person, you need to cry out to God so you can later on say, "Abba, Father." You need to cry out and say, "Oh, God, save me today through the blood of Jesus Christ. I receive him as my Savior."
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.